This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. It's really nice to have you along for a few moments today. Yesterday I was talking about pain that doesn't go away. What am I talking about? Not just the physical pain, but obviously there are sometimes issues of mental pain and emotional pain. And I spoke about yesterday Job, who said, "If I speak, my pain is not relieved, and if I don't speak, it doesn't go away." Well, I thought also of what David, King David, in Psalm 6, again from the Old Testament. And here's David praying, "Lord, have pity on me and heal my feeble body. My bones tremble with fear and I am in deep distress. How long will it be? Turn and come to my rescue and show your wonderful love and save me. Lord, sorrow has made my eyes dim and my sight has failed because of my enemies. You've answered my prayer and my plea for mercy." Here was David, a great man of history, in this physical and emotional moment of pain. He'd been crying, obviously. He hadn't been sleeping. His enemies were around him. And if that wasn't bad enough, he felt also that God had let him down. I guess we've all felt like that at some point in our lives. We probably will again. And we feel like we're at the lowest point, the most painful point of our lives, where everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. Everyone's against us. We feel sick physically, and we feel like the Lord is far from us and not really hearing these prayers for mercy. So the situation that I've just read was from Psalm 6, David. And if you read that again sometime, you'll see that David did one thing under those circumstances that most of us fail to do. He begins his prayer actually by stating very clearly his complaints. Now, we can do that. That's not hard. We can state how we feel. We can actually talk to someone, but we can easily get stuck in becoming a complainer. You know, people like that who are always whinging and complaining. But David doesn't end his psalm with complaining. He ends by speaking faith. So I think he gives us a bit of a guideline, a bit of an idea of what to do. David, he was a physically strong man of war. Actually, he was also spiritually a strong man, a man we know from the Bible, a man after God's own heart. A man of power and wealth, because what we're talking about, or who we're talking about really, is the King of Israel. So none of these things kept emotional distress from touching his life. Like all of us, he felt them, and David's ability was there to pray, to talk to God. I think it asks, or leads to the question, why is there so much pain in our world? We have a question that comes, for example, we say to a friend who might have lost someone in death, "I know how you feel." But actually, when you think about that for a minute, we don't really know how they feel. How do you know what it really is like to lose someone? Why do we have to live on this planet, you know, when things go wrong all around us? And in the film that you might have seen, and I certainly did some years back, called Shadowlands, the story of C.S. Lewis, and he said it's because God loves us that he makes us the gift of suffering. Pain, he said, is God's megaphone to rock a deaf world. We are like blocks of stone of which the sculptor carves the form of man. And the blows of his chisel, which hurt us so much, are what helps us to be perfect. Well, they're the sort of words that he wrote about. But, you know, C.S. Lewis himself felt the pain and the blows when his wife, Joy, they hadn't been married that long, actually died. So he had to really learn the reality of what he'd written. So pain, I guess you know someone who hasn't had relief, perhaps going to doctor year after year and still in a lot of pain. But God's word tells us that there is hope. As we trust in God, he can help us through. You know, Jesus said, "I've come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly." So it seems to me that pain does not come from God. God doesn't send pain to teach you a lesson. But in some mysterious way, pain can turn out to be a blessing. It can actually be a lifesaver. God says, I know how you feel and I can help you. So I think we can just thank God that in the midst of all this, that he is there. Lord, for those who are suffering pain, may you bless and help them today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.